أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Oh my goodness, it is one of those awesome days when we celebrate the birthday of the most awesome man who walked the earth. Just a little bit to bring you to feel happy. To understand who this man was. You know, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the producer of The Prince of Egypt, said, "We had only 88 minutes to tell the life of Moses. We've edited God, but we have not rewritten him. I have 5 minutes to talk of a man whom the Encyclopedia Britannica calls the most successful of all religious personalities of the world. A man who moved not only empires or dynasties, legislations and armies, but millions of human beings in the one third of the then inhabited world. More than that, he moved human beings. He broke idols. He changed beliefs, ideas, deeds, souls. And you know, his ambition? Entirely devoted to overthrow false deities and to establish the unity of the God. 4 words. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. I can reach my personal best. I can be the best. I can reach my full potential if I only adhere myself, stick myself to Allah. And you know, it is by following the word of Rasulullah, or following his seerah. And seerah comes from the word sa'ir, which means movement. And in this context, is the method and manner by which the Prophet reacted or behaved in different situations. For me, it was like looking at a star-filled sky, wondering which star do you pick and you talk about in 5 minutes. Each one sort of twinkles and says, talk about me, Muhammad the Prophet. Muhammad the reformer, Muhammad the emancipator of women, the refuge for orphans and oppressed, the physician, the statesman, the intellectual, the judge, the nation builder. And then there's a North Star, Muhammad, which says the most perfect example of a human being. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 21, Allah says, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most perfect example. Sometimes, because of media manipulation and preconceived ideas, we fail to recognize real truths. But we can't change them. The Prophet said, if you have a pearl in your hands and somebody called it a peanut, it's not going to become a peanut. It will remain a pearl. And that's what we have in this phenomenal man. I remember visiting schools for teacher training or RE teachers. And people were putting symbols near each, or the children were putting symbols near each prophet. They put a tree near Adam, an ark near Nuh, a whale near Yunus, a broken idols near Ibrahim, the parting of the sea near Musa, and near Isa it was curing the sick. But near the prophet, they put a sword, sadly, and it hurt. Because Allah in the Quran calls him Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a mercy to the worlds. His whole seerah, his whole life is based on compassion. And you know what? That is what we are all about. If you and I want to follow him, there are 3 things. As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, and Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Truth, trustworthiness, and compassion. And it's not either or. It is all 3 or none. In essence, that's what life is all about. That's what following him is all about. Let me tell you about him a little bit. Born an orphan. Belonged to the noblest of tribes. His genealogy was accepted as the most righteous. Yet he said, no honor is nobler than humility and kindness. He would say, there are 5 things I will not give up until death. I will eat with slaves on the ground. I will ride a donkey without a saddle. I will milk goats with my hands. I will wear coarse clothes. And I will always greet children and play with them. When he was asked, Ma'ad-Din, what is religion? He said, Husnul Khulq, the best of behaviors. There was a man who came from him. And he came and asked him the same question from the right, from the left, from the back, from the front. Eventually, the prophet, with a deep look, said, أَمَّا تَفَقَّهُ, why don't you understand? هُوَ أَنْ لَا تَغْضَبْ, religion is defined not to get angry. You know, there's the challenge of Aristotle when he said, anyone can become angry, that is easy. But to become angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose and in the right way, that is not easy. You know, Daniel Goleman may have coined the word emotional intelligence and its acronym as EQ, but it was Muhammad al-Arabi who first declared that the cleverest of human beings was the one who had spiritual intelligence. He said the most wretched were those who displayed dried eyes, hard hearts, excessive greed, and persisted in sins. He hated nationalism. He said human beings from Adam to this day are like the teeth of a comb. There is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab or for one color over one over another except with God consciousness. His opponents created enmity with him. They wronged him. They spoke ill of him. They harassed him. But he would say, oblige your brother by warning them, correct them by showing favors and giving them favors. He was always the first to greet others. He spoke in short, meaningful sentences. He was never seen to interrupt anyone's speech. He never spoke with a sad face, nor did he ever apply rough, awkward words. He avoided sitting at prominent places in gatherings. Rather, he sat in a circle to avoid any distinction, so much so that visitors had difficulty identifying who he was. He visited the poor and the sick. No housework was too low or undignified for him, and he ate the simplest of foods. When it came to bravery, there was no parallel. His most perfect student, Imam Ali alayhi salam, would say, when we used to meet the enemies and battle was at its peak, we would stand behind the Prophet when our hearts wavered. He emancipated women. He taught that both genders were created for the same purpose, the recognition of their creator and therefore the realization of their full potential as human beings. They tried to bribe him, intimidate him, threaten him with death and destruction, but he stood firm. Not for a moment did he lose momentum in pursuing his mission to ensure that in recognizing the unity of one God, the human being would realize his full potential physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. A teacher is recognized through his students. His most perfect student, Ali, says, in the past I had a brother in God. The insignificance of the world in his eyes made him great in my eyes. He was not ruled by his stomach. He used to keep silent most of the time, yet when he spoke, he silenced all speakers. He quenched the thirst of all questioners. He was more eager to listen than to speak. He was considered weak, yet in an emergency he was a lion of the forest. He wouldn't advance an argument unless it was decisive. He wouldn't censure anyone for what could be excused until he had heard the excuse. He would say what he would do and not say what he would not do. When two things came to him, he would see which was more emotionally desirable, and then he will do the contrary. This personality preached a religion, founded a state, built a nation, laid down a moral code, initiated so many political and social reforms. He established a powerful society to practice and represent his teachings. He revolutionized the world of human thought and action for all time. I love him. Try and love him. Try and read about him. And you know what? You will have no choice but to fall in love with him. He is phenomenal. So many, many felicitations today. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.